Felipe VI was sworn in today in Madrid, a new king for Spain. He is a fresh face for a monarchy which has been beset by scandals. And the 46-year-old is taking on some daunting challenges: a wounded economy, Spanish regions that want to break away, and dwindling support for the monarchy itself. Lauren Freyer has this report from Madrid.
As police helicopters hovered overhead, Felipe VI rolled up to Parliament in a chauffeured Rolls Royce. He saluted Spanish troops lined up outside, took an oath, and was proclaimed king.
Con el nombre de Felipe VI. ¡Viva el rey!
¡Viva!
¡Viva España!
¡Viva!
Long live the king, long live Spain, lawmakers shouted. It was the first royal handover in Spain's democratic era. Despite that pomp, it was relatively no frills. No foreign royals nor heads of state were invited. No golden crown on the monarch's head. The new king's mother beamed from the balcony, but his father and sister weren't even there. She's under investigation for alleged money laundering. He, the outgoing King Juan Carlos, has never been less popular. Ever since that luxury elephant hunt he went on 2 years ago, with one in four Spaniards unemployed.
Una monarquía renovada para un tiempo nuevo.
A renovated monarchy for a new age. I'll work with energy, hope, and an open spirit, Felipe promised. There is room for all of us in a united and diverse Spain. He ended his speech by saying thank you in Spain's four official languages: Castilian, Spanish, Basque, Catalan, and Galician. The new king is a former Olympic sailor, educated at Georgetown University in the U.S. He's more popular than his father, but polls show roughly half of Spaniards don't want any monarch anymore. Protesters have filled Spanish squares in recent weeks, calling for a referendum on the royal system. But demonstrations were banned today in Madrid. A few brave souls in anti-monarchy t-shirts were arrested. At the royal parade, a few old ladies did swoon, but many others talked quite openly about their ambivalence. I'm not against the monarchy, but I think it's a bit outdated. Plus, their behavior hasn't been great, said Javier Gutierrez, a 31-year-old who works in marketing. So lots of people are against them. They sell us this image of the king saving democracy, but that was decades ago, he said. We needed a fresh face, though there's a limit to what he can do. Hamilton Staple is a Spain expert at the State University of New York. He says the Spanish royal family is keenly aware of its dwindling popularity and decided to take action.
The timing of King Juan Carlos's abdication, it's an effort to rejuvenate the Spanish monarchy before it's too late, before the reputation is tarnished beyond a point of no return. So this change allows Spaniards to say, hey, maybe we can have a different future. Maybe things can be better.
Spain's economy is hobbling out of recession, but the country's national soccer team was eliminated from the World Cup last night. No longer world champions, and with a new king, Spain is entering a new era in more ways than one. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.